Wisconsin's minimum markup law was in the news this year when Governor Tony Evers proposed getting rid of it as part of his roads and infrastructure spending plan. Evers' proposal was paired with a gas tax hike and was later stripped from the budget by the Republican-controlled legislature. In the Eau Claire area, the minimum markup law and its effect on gas prices had been the subject of attention years before. Ryan Weichelt is an associate professor of geography at UW-Eau Claire. He recently wrote about this in a piece titled The Stubborn Similarity of Gas Prices Across Eau Claire. You can find that online at wiscontext.org. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, remind us, what is Wisconsin's minimum markup law? What does it do?
It's a very complex law with a lot of different pieces associated with it. But in the general sense, it sets certain levels that retailers can mark up various goods for between 6 and 9%, depending on things that are happening. Usually it's attached to gas prices, grocery store stuff. Our study focused specifically on gas prices.
Why do we have this in Wisconsin?
Well, so this law goes back to the Great Depression era. I think it was passed in 1939, and it was meant to protect, you can use the term mom-and-pa stores, from being taken over by big, you know, commercial retailers that can certainly drive the price down and try to, you know, push these little guys out.
And now you tried to assess how this impacts gas prices in Wisconsin, and you did that through the lens of your backyard there, Eau Claire. But there's kind of a political story that kind of drove this with a local politician. Can you bring us there?
Yeah. Before I came to Eau Claire, I came to Eau Claire in 2009, there's always been this discussion, I guess, that the price of gasoline in Eau Claire was always much higher than places around that. And so there was a whole bunch of wild theories attached to that. But at one point, by 2011, late city council member Dave Duax had asked the state of Wisconsin's Department of Justice to come investigate price-fixing allegations because he always saw the price of gasoline being so high in Eau Claire. The DOJ came in pretty quickly, found that there was actually no evidence to suggest that these guys were colluding with one another. There are these stories. There are people in back rooms cutting deals. Other people had called me, said there was death threats if any of this information ever to be leaked out. I came in as a geographer and was really interested in that geography had to play some sort of role in this particular one. So I actually contacted Dave Duax and said, we're willing to do a study on this in Eau Claire. And the results came out in 2012.
Now, talk to us about what you found out about the price of gas. Was it really higher in Eau Claire than other areas nearby in Wisconsin or across the borders?
It actually was a bit higher, not a whole lot higher, but it was different. Prices are different. Now, the minimum markup law is kind of interesting in the state, is that there are some exceptions associated with this. So I know down in Milwaukee area, they do different types of blending for their gases, so their gas is a different price. They do give exceptions for prices of gasolines along, say, the border of Minnesota, so those gas stations can compete with Minnesota. But Eau Claire's price actually was a bit higher compared to other cities like Menominee, which is only 20 minutes away, Marshfield, Wausau, and those particular things, but just a few cents higher.
Now, the idea here with minimum markup is if Ryan's gas station is charging X amount for gas, I can't come in and open Rob's gas station and undercut you to try to drive you out of business. But weirdly, it seems like it affects communities in different ways when it comes to the price, but also the variation of prices you discovered.
Yeah, I mean, we found out pretty quickly one of the more surprising concepts when my students actually kind of figured out when he was engaging in this was we were looking at the distance of gas stations to other gas stations. Generally, you're going to see a lot more gas stations kind of piled up along the freeways because, you know, they're trying to catch people going back and forth. But we found in Eau Claire especially, the distance between gas stations that weren't along the highways wasn't that far. And the price of gasoline was exactly the same throughout the entire city. So, you know, the minimum markup law created that in that there was no incentive for me as a consumer to drive across town because gas is 10 cents cheaper over there. So the price is the same, and therefore the stations are like, well, we're just going to put stuff in where we might be able to, you know, take advantage of people buying groceries or those particular types of things. So it creates a system that the gas stations in Wisconsin, specifically the studies we looked at, were very equally distributed compared to other states, and therefore because of the markup then, the price was basically exactly the same.
And you looked at some of our neighbors, I think including Minnesota and Iowa, and check me on this, they don't have minimum markup laws there?
I know Iowa does it. Minnesota has, and I'm not an expert on Minnesota law, they have a somewhat variation of the minimum markup law, but it's not as strict on the gasoline side of things. And so you're going to see in Minnesota a higher price variation between gas stations. You could, if you go over the cities, you might see one is 15 to 20 cents cheaper in one spot compared to someplace else. Iowa, sometimes it can swing 30 cents between those different places. In Wisconsin, you're just not going to see that in any given city.
Okay, there's more variation there, but do we know, do they pay less or more or the same on average as we do here in Wisconsin?
I guess it depends on the city you're sort of looking at.
It's complicated. I mean,
it is complicated. We pay higher taxes in Wisconsin. Our gas tax is a bit higher compared to Minnesota. I think our gas tax is about almost 33 cents. Minnesota's 28 cents. Iowa's is 30 cents. But depending on market conditions and all those things sort of kick in, gasoline prices in Wisconsin tend to be a bit higher than those particular neighbors. And that markup law is meant to do that, to mark the price up to give everyone a competing advantage.
Talking to Ryan Weichelt from UW-Eau Claire, talking about Wisconsin's minimum markup law as it applies to gasoline and how it actually affects gas prices here in the state. Now, you looked into some of the specifics of competition. You know, there are the places we think of as long-running gas stations, and we have Quick Trip on the market. But also you saw Fleet Farm and Woodman's getting into the game for maybe their own reasons. So how do the different types of competitors here change things?
Yeah, so when our study was being done, there was no Woodman's, there was no Fleet Farm at that particular time. We found that at that time it was the Holiday Stations and Quick Trip were the main dominant companies in the Eau Claire market. Actually, in the city of Eau Claire, because of this study, they wouldn't let any new gas stations come in unless they were a different one. So Quick Trip tried to build a station in Eau Claire, and the city council kind of cited our study and said no. Now, what they did is they went right over to Altoona, which is right on the border of Eau Claire. And
right, you can't really notice that you've gone into Altoona from Eau Claire at some
point.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. So they just kind of moved over there, and then when Woodman's came in, they sort of disrupted the market a little bit. The FTC has called places like Woodman's and Fleet Farm, Walmart does this, they call them hypermarkets. They're not so concerned about selling gasoline. They're trying to get people to come into their stores. And so Woodman's was the first one. They dropped the price down as low as they possibly could. And at that time, it was about 10 cents different compared to everything else. And, you know, it was trying to draw people into their stores to buy groceries. And, hey, you know what? Their gas is 10 cents cheaper. I might as well get the gas over in there. Fleet Farm in 2018 was the first gas station to be built in the city of Eau Claire. And what we see on the map now is sort of an effect of Woodman's and Fleet Farm is that the gas stations right in the immediate geographic area are 5 cents cheaper. And then you get away from about a mile, then they go up 5 cents. So there's a little more variation in the Eau Claire's gas market than there used to be, but it's only about 5 cents.
So the intent of minimum markup laws on gas and, like you said, other stuff was to keep smaller local, like you said, mom and pop businesses in business. I don't know if your studies have gone here, but did it work? Did it keep smaller businesses in place?
Well, you can start seeing it in maybe northern Wisconsin. You don't see the impacts maybe of the Quick Trips and Holidays. But Quick Trip has done a really good job, and this isn't to pick on Quick Trip at all. They've sort of figured out how the market works, and they've really expanded over the last, especially 2 years or so, really trying to get into these different types of markets. Is it driving out the little gas stations? Our study didn't look into that, but I think what it's done is it's sort of protected those types of industries. And the little gas stations, it's really hard, I think, if you and I wanted to start a gas station tomorrow, unless we had some of that capital behind us, offering things like groceries and those things. Those are what drawing people into the new gas stations.
All right. On a personal level, Ryan, knowing what you know about the variety of gas prices, do you ever drive 5 miles out of your way to save that 5 cents a gallon?
Well, if you go to Fleet Farm and you buy a pack of gum, they give you 3 cents off. So every once in a while, I will go about, I only live a few miles away, and I'll drive the extra thing to get my 5 cents off, certainly.
Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much.
That was Ryan Weichelt, Associate Professor of Geography at UW-Eau Claire. He was with us today to talk about Wisconsin's minimum markup law and how it affects gas prices around the state. You can read more about it in his article online at wiscontext.org.